हरि हरि। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचरी, यमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरीवर धरी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर बनचरी, यमुना तीर बनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, राम राम हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Rama Rama Ram Hare 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 Rama Rama Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitanena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Maiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamala Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha Vansha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Padidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Prajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tadradarona paraha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito Gaudodaye Pushpavanto Chitro Shamdo Tamonudo Sri ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀ ಬಸದಿ ಗೌರ್ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ 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 ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ರಾಧಾ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಗ್ರಂಥ ರಾಜ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಯಥಾಯ ಗೌರ್ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ As I read from Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, at text number 49, please repeat. Chakshushe Tvantare Prapte Praksargi Kala Vidrute Yasasarja Praja Ishtaha ಸ ದಕ್ಷೋ ದೈವ ಚೋದಿತಃ ಚಾಕ್ಷುಷೇ ತ್ವಂತರೇ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೇ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ ಸರ್ಗೇ ಕಾಲ ವಿದ್ರುತೇ ಯಸಸರ್ಜ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಇಷ್ಟಃ ಸ ದಕ್ಷೋ ದೈವ ಚೋದಿತಃ ಚಾಂತರೆ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೆ ಮದರ್ಸ್
ಆ
Chakshushe, named Chakshush, tu, but, Antare, the Manvantar, Prapte, when it happened, Prak, previous, Sarge, creation, Kalat, Pidrute, destroyed in due course of time. Ya, one who. Sasarja, created. Prajaha, living entities. Ishtaha, desirable. Saha, he. Dakshaha, daksha. Daiva, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chuditaha, inspired. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada ki. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshush Manvantar. As translation, someone is doing. Yeah? Russian. Okay, those who need Russian translation, if they understand what I said. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:17, Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam Aharyad Brahmana Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Te Aho Ratra Vido Janaha. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is a duration of Brahma's one day. And such also is the duration of his night. Brahma's one day consists of 1,000 cycles of the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. In that one day, there are 14 manvantaras. And out of these manvantaras, this Chakshush manvantar is the sixth. The various manus existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follows. 1. Swayambhuva. 2. Swarochisa. 3. Uttama. 4. Tamasa. 5. Raivata. 6. Chakshusha. 7. Vaivashvata. 8. Shravani, no, Savarni. 9. Daksha Savarni. 10. Brahma Savarni. 11. Dharma Savarni. And 12. Rudra Savarni, not and. Okay, 13. Deva Savarni. And 14. Indra Savarni. Thus there are 14 manus in one day of Brahma. In a year, there are 5,040 manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total manus appearing and disappearing during the life of one Brahma is 5 lakhs. In India we say 5 lakhs. 400 years. This is a calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All these manus come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu. As stated in Brahma Samhita ಯಶೈಕನಿಸ್ವಸಿತಕಾಲಮಥಾವಲಂಬ್ಯ ಜೀವಂತಿ ಲೋಮೆ ವಿಲಜ ಜಗದಂಡನಾಥ ವಿಷ್ಣುರ್ಮಹಾಂಸಃ ಯಶ ಯಶೋ ಗೋವಿಂದಮಾದಿಪುರುಷಂ ತಮಹಂ ಭಜಾಮಿ. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಜಗದಂಡನಾಥ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. There are innumerable Jagadandanatha Brahmas, and thus we can calculate the many Manus. The present age is under the control of Vaivasvat Manu. Each Manu lives for 4,320,000 years multiplied by 71. The present Manu has already lived for 4,320,000 years multiplied by 28. All these long life spans are ultimately ended by the laws of material nature. Controversy of the Daksha Yajna took place in Swayambhuva Manvantar period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by virtue of his prayers to Lord Shiva, he became eligible to regain his former opulence. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent severe penances up to 5th Manvantar. Thus, at the beginning of 6th Manvantar, known as Chakshush Manvantar, Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessings of Lord Shiva. ಚಾಕ್ಷುಷೇ ತ್ವಂತರೇ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೆ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಸರ್ಗೇ ಕಾಲವಿದ್ರುತೆ ಯಸಸರ್ಜ ಪ್ರಜಾ ಇಷ್ಟಃ ಸ ದಕ್ಷೋ ದೈವ ಚೋದಿತಃ. ಹಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಿನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ, ದ ಸೇಮ್ ದಕ್ಷ, ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿಲ್, created all the desired living entities in the Chakshush Manvantar. So this is the activities of Prachetas is the theme, is the title of the chapter. And there's a the Daksha is coming into the picture here. He's taking birth again and again. Although he's expert, he's Prajapati, he's a creator of Praja, progenitor of the living entities, but he's also killed and he's also taking birth. He's also committing offenses, and then he's also performing austerities, getting purified. Oh, okay. We know he had, well, he even cursed our Narad Muni. I curse you, said Daksha. Had produced the first batch of what, 10,000 sons, and they had gone to undergo some austerity, some training in dharma. And there comes Narad Muni. Narada Muni Bajai Vina. Radhika Ramana Namne. And as you saw, the big gathering, he thought of taking opportunity of Jari Dakho Tyare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh. And he preached powerfully that those sons had no more desire to go back home. Daksha's home. They prepared to go back to home, back to Godhead. When Daksha got the news, he was furious, but some tolerance also. He thought, okay, I'll give another try. And he's a Daksha, he's very expert. He gave birth to another batch of 1,000 sons. And here comes Narada Muni again and again. And he preached. It was such a powerful bhakta director. If we had one Narada Muni in ISKCON, could have made so many. Of course, we have. He's empowered representative Srila Prabhupada. As a result, in fact, we have become devotees by Srila Prabhupada's powerful preaching. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, well, next time, again, when sons got converted, became Krishna conscious, that time it was too much for Daksha, and he cursed, "I curse you!" He said, "I curse you. What is that? Please go ahead, go ahead. What's the curse? I curse you that you will never ever be able to stay in one place for more than, well, 3 days, let's say that." And Narada Muni was jubilant. "Haribo, haribo, haribo." He was in ecstasy. "Thank you." So he cursed, he offended Narada Muni in so many ways. Before curse, so many calling bad names, and as well as Prabhupada preached in the West, then the parents of his disciples also were calling bad names to the extent of taking Prabhupada to the court. The battle ensued in the court. The charges were the brainwashing charges. The Swami has, what he has done, he has washed the brain of our children. The Prabhupada is washing not good. "I did good job. I washed. You dirtied the brains of your children and I did washing. I should get reward. I should be rewarded, not punished." So that, and he offended Shiva, and then, well, he's undergoing austerities for long, long time. 6 manvantaras. So there's a long period in the purport Prabhupada is explaining. 1 manvantara is what? How many manus? 71 manus. And so that's a big, big calculation. 1 day of Brahma is 1,000 cycles of the four ages. Sahasra Yuga Pariyantam, and the duration of the night, so it's a long period, one day and then 2 days and so many days of Brahma, and then these manvantaras are coming, Raivat and previous ones, and he had to wait till the Chakshush Manvantar. And by this time he has been empowered, blessed by Shiva. And as a result, Sasarja Prajayishtaha, he created, that is his assignment, Sasarga, Sasarja Prajayishtaha. And this was all possible by Deva Choditaha. Empowered by, translation says, personality of Godhead. Shiva also has empowered, blessed, and then Daksha is in business, is increasing the population of this world. Srila Prabhupada is, well, the God is great. Yes, God is great. But they don't know how God is great, Prabhupada says. God is great. Everyone says, God is great, God is great. But the Bhagavatam describes, well, Vedas, Puranas describe the greatness of God. Or Brahma also is describing the greatness of God in so many ways. Govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Brahma said. But then there's not just one Brahma. So many Brahmas and Jagadanda Nathaha. This is the greatness of God. God created not just one Brahma, but how many Brahmas? Anantakoti Brahmandas. Unlimited number of Brahmandas, and in each Brahmand there is one Nath. One Nath. One master of that Brahmand. Brahma. And all these Brahmandas, all these universes, I mean, it's a whole... Not that God created the world in 6 days, and on seventh day God took rest, and that was Sunday. Such as simplified, well... simplistic explanation of God is creator. He created world in 6 days and he took rest. And because God took rest, everyone else is resting on Sundays also. They got the idea, yes, God is resting today, Sunday. That's rest also. They were resting one day, then they increased. They're working for 6 days, now they're working for only 5 days. And they're still fighting to reduce the number of working days. I mean, only Bhagavatam or only the Vedas and Puranas give complete explanation of, well, of everything that we need to know. Including the creation of the Lord. It says, Brahma said, and if anyone knows, Brahma knows. He knows, not knows. He knows. He did not know, but then he was. Lord kindly gave him instructions also, gave him knowledge. And then Brahma became knowledgeable.
Otherwise he did not know.
He did not even know who he was and why he was there and what next he has to do. And then he hears the word tapa, tapa, tapa. Oh, I had to perform tapasya, the austerities, and for 1,000 years, and then he became, Krishna realized, was God face to face, handshaking took place, and all the knowledge was Divyagyan Ride Prakashita. Divyagyan Ride Prakashita. Lord personally became his guru, the instructor. And but before, we are saying different things, many things. Focus. So, Yashaika Nisvasita Kala Mathava Lambya. So before Brahmandas come, it's a little greatness of God. From Krishna comes Balaram, from him comes Shankarshan, from him comes then later on Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu, as he just from the exhalation of Mahavishnu, Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Natha, from the hair holes, as we do a little running, or then there are some drops of perspiration, rounder in shape. So Brahmandas are also round. So from our body comes one little round drop of perspiration. And from Mahavishnu's body, the gigantic round egg-like, under, Brahmanda, the egg-like shape. Well, Prabhupada says, like a tarbujadi. What is it? Watermelon. Watermelon shape. And so many Brahmandas are created from by Mahavishnu. There's so many of them, and each Brahman, then there's a Brahma created, and then there further creation. He's creating Daksha, and then further population is created. And there's a detailed description of what Lord creates, Sarga, that is Lord's creation, Visarga, then Brahma takes over and the creation continues. Sarga, Visarga. So many Brahmandas, that even Brahma in our universe, he has no idea. There are so many Brahmandas and Brahmas. During his visit of Dwarka, he wanted to see the Lord, take appointment to see him as he comes at the entrance, the chowkidar, the gatekeeper. He said, stop, stop. Who are you? I am Brahma, please. I would like to see him. Could you please check with the Lord? And he runs to the Lord. Oh, some Brahma has come and he would like to see you. Then Lord says, okay, I could probably see him, but could you tell me which Brahma has come? And then the gatekeeper runs back to the gate. Lord could possibly see you, but he would like to know which Brahma has come. And when Brahma heard this, What? Which Brahma? What does this mean? Are there so many Brahmas? He doesn't know. I am the Brahma. Okay, but he wants to know, so tell him I am the
the father of the four Kumaras, and the gatekeeper runs back to Krishna. Okay, okay, he could come. Let him come, let him come. So as Brahma comes, obeisances to the Lord, and he's taking, okay, have a seat. Brahma gets the seat. And before whatever purpose of his visit was, he said, before we talk the business or whatever, I would like to know, what was that question you inquired, that which Brahma has come? What does that mean? May I know? And then Lord did not give a reply. He did give befitting reply, but differently. He did a demonstration. And soon comes one person. He had five heads. He enters, obeisances, okay, have a seat. And soon comes another one with six heads. Have a seat, and 10 heads, and 100 heads, and 1,000 heads, and the heads everywhere. And that the hall where the assembly hall was getting expanded and expanded and expanded. And Lord, of course, he did not have to call some construction company for expansion plan. By mere his desire is enough. And so Brahmas are taking their seats, and the hall is full. And the original Brahma, our Brahma, in fact, our Brahma, Brahma from our universe, as he's looking at Brahmas everywhere, he felt that he was a little rat, a little mosquito, a little fly amongst all those unlimited number of Brahmas. Very well. Such is the glory of the Lord. Such is the greatness of the Lord. Such means we just took one drop from the ocean of the greatness of the Lord, and then said, such is the greatness of the Lord. There's so much, so many glories, and so many ways Lord's greatness has been glorified. So the same Brahma, well, one time he was visiting Vrindavan, the time of Aghasur, killing of Aghasur. Demigods always come Vrindavan side, and whenever a demon is killed, they're very happy. They shower flowers upon the Lord. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Tunvanti Divya Istavai. Again, Bhagavatam says, the Lord is glorified by Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra, Marutas, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai, Vedai, Sangha, Kramopanishadai, Gayanti, Yam, Samagaha, Veda, Puranas, and all the Shastras are glorifying that Lord. Dhyana vastita tadagatena manasa pashyanti yam yogino. And that Lord who is seated in the heart of all the living entities. Isn't that greatness of the Lord also? He's sitting in the hearts of all the living entities. How glorified is the Lord. He is with you, he is with me, he is with him, he is with her, he is in the hearts of all the living entities. As many living entities are there, those many lords are there. So many, those many super souls, soul and super soul. Do not think that he expands only when there is a rasa dance and as many gopis, those many lords. This is glory, this greatness of the Lord. He expands in so many, so how many forms? So many, as many gopis. Then one may think of, what about us? He's for gopis, he's expanding, but not for me, not for us. No, no, he expands. He is for each one of us. There is one Lord. You have your own Lord. He is one and he is eko bahunam. That ek becomes bahu. Ek becomes many. That's the greatness of the Lord. That's a, does anyone become many? Well, yogis attempt and they become as many as how many? 9, 8? 8. That's it. Period. Full stop. You can't expand further. The Lord expands and He is with each one of us. So dhyana vastitada gatena manasa pashyanti yam yogino yashantam navidu sura suraganaha devaya tasmai namaha. Well, I could only offer my obeisances unto you, Lord. There's no end to you. Yashantam, yasya antam na viduhu. Your end is not known. Because there is no end, there is no question of knowing the end of you, because you are unending. Yashantam na viduhu. Sura suraganaha. Suras do not know, asuras, of course, know very little. Unto such Lord, Devaya Tasmai Namaha, I offer my most humble obeisances, O Lord. So, we're talking of this. Those demigods come, offer prayers, offer flowers. Some are dancing, asuras dance, and Gandharvas sing, and drums are, different instruments are played. Whenever there's a demon killing takes place, there's a big joyous occasion. So, when Aghasur was killed, amongst others, the Brahma also had come. And others returned, but he was kind of hanging around for a longer, and he was He could not understand our Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is difficult to understand. Vishnu, Narayan, and there are a little more easier to understand, seeing their greatness and their four-handed forms. Immediately, oh, he must be some god. Four-handed forms. But Krishna is very difficult to understand. He doesn't exhibit his greatness the way in other incarnations. Or Mahavishnu here and others exhibit their greatness. Krishna. Oh, well, what does your God do? In the West, if they ask you, you would say, oh, you know, our God, he is a cowherd boy. How does that sound? He's a cowherd boy. Who will accept and understand your God who is herding cows? People in the villages are farmers, illiterate people. They herd the cows or buffaloes or... And your God is herding cows. What else does he do? He steals butter. Anything else? Oh, he dances in the middle of the night. And if you tell him with whom, and then it's too much for them to understand your God. So Brahma had that difficulty also understanding. He took him as just an ordinary boy. I mean, Lord does become ordinary. He becomes ordinary boy, person. Yeah, herding cows and playing. So Brahma thought of bewildering this god or testing this god. So while after Agasur killing pastime, time had passed, it was beyond lunch time, and Krishna thought, oh, now we are on the banks of Jamuna here, and nice grass and everything is beautiful here. Cool breeze and fresh water. Anyway, let us have a lunch. And they were all sitting and taking lunch. Krishna in the middle and everyone else sitting all around the Lord. And soon coward boys are getting up. Anyway, we're getting a little more into the details, which was not necessary here. We can't manage getting into the details. So the coward boys were noticing that their cows were not around. They're getting up and they were in anxiety. And Lord said, no, boys, enjoy your meal. I will go find and bring the cows. So he went and he searched everywhere. Couldn't find. And when he returned to the spot where his friends were eating lunch, where are the friends? No friends. Cows went away, and then the friends were also missing. And then Krishna's further search, and nowhere to find, to be found. What to do? I cannot go by myself. There would be so many inquiries. Hey, where is this friend of yours? Where is my boy? Where is my son? Where is my son? What would I reply? So then what did Lord do? He expanded into how many coward boys? As many coward boys there were there that day. Not one more, not one less. Exact number. And how did they look like? Exactly the way they were. The height-wise, weight-wise, those were 50 kgs. They weighed 50 kgs. Same clothing, the way they were wearing clothes that day. And they were talking. Their habits were also exhibited. Each one has a different voice, right? How many of us? A few hundred of us. Each one has a different voice. You could recognize, oh, this must be Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Before, no, he's not here. So just by hearing the sound, we know this person. Each person talks differently. I mean, so much variety, so much variety. Each person has a different nose. We all have noses, but each one, nose of each person is different. Yes or no? Number of hairs and the ears, every feature. So Krishna expanded and he became exactly the way his friends, and then they returned the same names, and they were all greeted. And the cows also. Calf, cows. Not cows, cows. It's English here. Calf comes cows. Always you get confused, cows or cows. So the cows. So they also, Krishna has expanded, and they went into goshalas and to their respective mothers. And so the show went on and on and on and on and on. And no one really noticed or understood, realized what was going on here. Anyway, quickly we could say that there was one difference, one realization. Gradually, all those mothers of those coward boys were having some different thoughts or realization. And that was, normally they would, think, oh, this one is my son, but this is that neighboring lady's son, and this one is, and that one is that Mataji's son. Normally they would think like this, but as time was passing on, 1 month, 2, 6 months on, 8 months, and so this thought that this is my son and this is some other Mataji's son. Yes, you are? He's wondering. So this thought was gradually diminishing. In other words, they were all, they were not expressing that, but they were realizing that this is my son, but he looks also like my son. Is he that lady's son? Oh no, he also looks like my son. So all the sons, all those coward boys in Braj, because they were lords, so Lord was revealing that fact that was him. And in fact, this was a desire of the ladies of Vrindavan, wanted Lord-like son. They have Lord-like son. But who is like a Lord? No one else is like a Lord. So knowing the will of the ladies of Vrindavan, coward women of Vrindavan. So this pastime, Brahma has stolen Krishna's friends. So in the meantime, Krishna becomes those friends. And all those ladies have Krishna as their son. So their desire is fulfilled. And same thing with the cows also. Cows want, why should, they are milked, and then the milk is boiled, and sometimes even he doesn't drink their milk. He fills up his belly with the milk of Yashoda, That was happening on day of Diwali. In few days to come, Yashoda was feeding the breast milk, and there was cow's milk boiling on the stove in the kitchen. And then Yashoda noticed, heard the sound of overflowing milk, and she thought, milk is getting spoiled, I better protect the milk, save the milk. So she dropped Krishna in the middle of her breakfast, the meal, and she rushed to the stove to save the milk. Because milk that way was thinking, oh, what good is my life? What good is my existence? Lord is not going to drink me today. I better give up my life. So instead of hanging himself. So the milk noticed, oh, there's a fire around here. I will just give up my life by throwing myself into the fire. With that intention in mind, the milk was overflowing and milk was entering the fire. So the cows used to think, oh, he doesn't drink our milk sometimes, or sometimes he does, but then we are milked and then the boiling and this and that happens. Why not Krishna personally come to the cow sheds, and the way our cows drink the milk, will he ever drink the milk the way our cows drink? You understand what is they are thinking, cows are thinking? So, knowing what was on the mind of the cows of Vrindavan, Lord has fulfilled their desire also by becoming cows and staying next to the cow as a calf and drinking the milk as the calf normally does. And he has fulfilled the desire of the cow. And, right? So anyway. So 1 year has passed, and the Brahma, he had gone, hidden all those friends and cows and returns, but he noticed that everything was, or there was a business as usual in Vrindavan. He was expecting whole Vrindavan to be empty, because there are no cows and no coward boys. Krishna must be by himself, bewildered, looking for his friends. Oh, where are my friends? Where are my friends? Oh, has anyone seen my friends? Or maybe he's advertising in the newspaper, I have lost my friends. If anyone knows, please call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Please inform me. I have lost my friends, I lost my friends. So Brahma was expecting some scene like this, but that was not the case. Everything was completely normal. So as he was wondering, what is this? Of course he goes back and double checking, I hid his friends, but did he steal them? Did he bring Krishna, brought those friends back to Vrindavan? But that wasn't the case, he realized. And so soon Krishna, what does he do? He was no more just Krishna. He takes four-handed form. Each coward boy, and the cows also, they are four-handed And they are being worshipped. Whole creation is worshipping that Lord. Or even Brahmas, different Brahmas are worshipping. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So the first scene was everything was normal. Next scene was that the coward boys transformed themselves into the Lord, and those lords, so many forms are being worshipped. And the next scene was, it was only Krishna. And he's still looking for, oh, where are my friends? Where are the calves? So Brahma, he was attempting to bewilder the Lord, but he ended up bewildering himself. This is called Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma Vimohan Leela of the Lord. So our Lord, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Lord, is not easy. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajabadu Vargenaya Kalpita. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is opinion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You want to worship Dham? Worship Vrindavan Dham. You want to worship the Lord? Worship the Lord of Vrindavan. You want to learn the mode of worship? Worship the way the gopis worship the Lord. You want to study Shastra? Okay. Study Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam Amalam. And if you purushart, you want to have some target, some goal of life, Prema Puma Artho Mahan. Prema Puma Artha. Attaining love of Godhead, that is the goal. Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is opinion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Worship the Lord of Vrindavan. It was also difficult for Kunti Maharani to understand the Lord. When she was in Hastinapur, she prayed to the Lord. The Kunti's prayers, famous prayers. And one of those prayers, she is remembering Bal Gopal, or she is remembering Damodar of Vrindavan. And she's, Lord is seated in the chariot, ready to take off, ready to leave for Dwarka. And as he's seated in the chariot, Kunti in front of him on the ground, offering those prayers, and says, oh, he says, this is bewildering. This is really bewildering. That you are, you are great, and even the demigods are scared of you. Varsho, Indra, Varshati, Yad Bhayat. Indra is showering, does his job, because he's scared of the Lord. And Vato, Vataha, the air, demigod in charge of air, circulating air because he's scared of the Lord. He's doing on duty. He's doing his duty. We hear this, Kunti Maharani says. But then, you know, that day when Yashoda came with the stick and you were a bit naughty that day, but when you saw the stick, then you could not even meet your eyes with Yashoda's eyes. You were looking down. And you were trembling. Rudantam muhur netram yugmam rajantam karambhoja yugmena satanka netram. What was that? Kuntima, what was that? Whole world, even demigods are scared of you. Even the fear personified. He is afraid of you, but you were afraid of Yashoda when you, and you started rubbing your karambhoja yugmena satanka netram. Atanka netram. I could see. It appears that Kunti Maharani was there to witness that pastime. She was there. So, remembering that pastimes. I saw you. And you're rubbing your both eyes with the both of your hands. And you were trembling as a result the locket in your three rekhanka kanta, your neck with the three marks. What is it called? Marks? Three rekhanka kanta. And you were trembling. You looked scared. And this is bewildering. And she also, she doesn't say, but the Satyavrat Muni says that I offer my obeisances unto you, Lord. Namaste stu damne. Spura dipti dhamne twadi yodarayatha vishvasya dhamne. Your udar, your belly, twadiya udarayatha vishvasya dhamne. Whole vishwa is brahmanda and brahmanda, is anantakoti brahmanda, what? What kind of Brahmandas? Brahmanda Nayak. What did Brahma say? That, anyway. Jagadandanatha. Okay, Jagadandanatha. The Brahmas are Jagadandanathas. One Jagadanda, another Jagadanda, Brahma is in charge. So this Damodarashtak describes the Lord as all those universes are within you. You are residence, you are abode of all the universes. If we understand, then there's no wonder, nothing wonderful. Yashoda is trying to tie the belly of the Lord. She is thinking, my son's belly is okay, I need maybe 12, 14 inches of rope is sufficient. So she's trying to tie, but not able to tie, and see, making rope longer and longer and longer, and every time rope is 2 fingers short. Not 3 fingers, not 1 finger, 2 fingers short. The size of the belly is not increasing. The size of the belly is intact. But every time the rope is made longer and longer and longer and longer. So yet even go to Goshala and all those ropes tying cows. So he's untying the cows and increasing the length of the rope. Long, long, long rope. How long rope is required to put it around the belly of the Lord? What should be the length? The long rope that would tie all the universes. Because universes are in there. He's abode of all the universes. So to tie a earth, how long? 25,000 miles or kilometers? The circumference of the earth. If you want to tie a earth, you need 25,000. But then there are so many planets in one universe to tie that, put a rope around. And then there are so many, many universes. So you need a pretty long, long, long rope. Because you have to try to tie. Looks like belly from, but inside there's a whole Tvadiyodarayata Vishvasya Dhamne. You are dham of whole Vishwa. You are dham of the whole world with all its universes. So pretty bewildering. Very difficult to understand our Lord Sri Krishna or Krishna of Vrindavan. So Kala, so Vishnu is just the expansion of Sri Krishna. And you know how great is Mahavishnu from the way he creates the universes, but even he just one expansion of Sri Krishna. Okay, we had to stop somewhere. So we are in Vrindavan, gathered here to worship Damodar during this month. We have four lamps and we sing this Damodar Astak. Glories of Damodar. This pastime took place during this month. As a result, this month is getting the name also, month of Damodar. Dham is rope, Udar is belly. Yashoda attempted to tie belly of the Lord during this month. And so many other wonderful pastimes have been performed by the Lord during this month. Including lifting of Govardhan Hill took place during this month, and the Gopastami, Krishna was a calf herd boy and then becomes cow herd boy. He was promoted from one post to another post, higher post, during this month. And what else? The Radha Kund, appearance of Radha Kund also taken place during this month, few days ago. What else happens during this month? Srila Prabhupada's disappearance festival also is during this month. Narottam Das Thakur disappeared also during this month. Then what happens? There's a Uttani Kadasi. Lord who sleeps for 4 months Then he wakes up, he gets up during end of this month on Uttani Ekadasi, which is the end of Chaturmasya. Of course, the beginning of Kartik is a Sharad Purnima, the eve of Kartik, the day before Kartik is the most auspicious night of the longest ever rasa dance performance of the Lord. And then Tulsi Vibaha, the marriage of Tulsi, takes place on the Kartik Purnima, the last day of Kartik. And like that, the glories of this month are unlimited. So many festivals and pastimes. Oh, we are fortunate. I mean, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has strongly recommended that we worship Dham, we worship Damodar in Vrindavan during our staying in Vrindavan during Kartik and observe Kartik Vrat. Srila Prabhupada did that in 72. Entire month of Kartik Prabhupada spent at Radha Damodar temple. How to observe, and inquired, how to observe this Kartik Mass? Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. No eating, no sleeping, Prabhupada said. Then he said, can you do it? So he inspired us to chant as much as possible during this month, and chanting of Maha Mantra. The mantra siddhi can be attained in this month. The perfection in chanting, perfection of chanting, the potency of this month. Some Gautamiya tantras, they say the mantra siddhi, the perfection of the chanting of the mantra, Maha Mantra, can be achieved during this month. So keep chanting more and more. Well, chant. Make sure you chant your prescribed number of rounds. And then chant more. And then avoiding offenses, chant Hare Krishna. That's a task. There's a homework during this month. Okay, any questions? Otherwise we could stop here. Okay, Nidhai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bhav.